Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for remembering to laugh. Oh, yes. We are grateful to remember to laugh. We are grateful to be able to laugh at all. We are grateful that laughter is contagious. So we're consciously taking a breath of love and gratitude, lifting ourselves up and realizing how truly helpful we can be by remembering to laugh. Grateful and thankful to allow ourselves to consciously recognize our divinity. We're partnering up with that higher Holy Spirit self, and we are saying yes to removing all blocks to our happiness, to the free flow of joy, to wisdom and clarity and creativity. We are calling forth a full and complete restoration of our gifts and talents. Our spiritual gifts and our spiritual talents are being renewed, restored, and remembered. We are remembering to laugh, to be lighthearted, and to be wholeheartedly available for Spirit to work through us and for us in each and every moment. We are choosing to relinquish all attachments to any idea that anyone should be punished or that we are punished. A bull, and we are giving up any idea that we are sinners or that sin is an actual thing. We are grateful to recognize our holiness and to recognize the holiness of our brothers and sisters. We're calling for holy relationships. We are allowing ourselves to remember to laugh. Even in difficult situations, we are grateful that this day we can be lighthearted and have a sense of humor. We share the benefits of our healing with everyone, all brothers and sisters, because we're one with them. So grateful to let the healing happen. In gratitude, we know it's done, and so it is. Amen. 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 Oh, thank you for remembering to laugh with me. Thank you, thank you. So important and vital for these times. Yes. Ah. So what's coming up is my 7 simple steps to eliminate the patterns of fear today and tomorrow. You can still register. Finding Freedom registration closes on Sunday, and if you're thinking about it but you're not sure, book an exploratory call with one of the spiritual counselors, and you can just talk it over, get all your questions answered. That's what they're there for, and they love to take your calls. So book one of those if you're thinking about finding freedom but you're not sure. And again, Finding Freedom registration closes on Sunday. If you've been thinking about it for a while, really, why delay? It's amazing the extraordinary things that spiritual practice brings to us. Peace of mind, happiness, joy, freedom, prosperity, everything that we think we'd like to have is what we can bring forth with our spiritual practice. So let's do it together. I love it. Have a powerful day remembering to laugh. Let's share the laughter. I love you. Mwah.